Begin the English language transmission from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
In opening your main chorus, song of General Kim Jong-un.
You're waiting for the South Korea. Today's programs will begin with the news. After the news, join me by forcing the tournament of social groups in the dear world town on strictest searching towards Mount Pak Do from the remains of such a great leader king in the Sun Middle Century. And in an account, calling it the cornstarch factory. An account, principle of a revolutionary reflected on a poem. And in an article, national independence is the inevitable cornerstone of the Korean reunification movement. And following an account, U.S. involvement in the fabrication of the conspiratorial co-product. And between the programs, you'll enjoy some songs. Now here is the news. The Russian Narkotika Format Publishing House published in book form the great leader Kim Jong-un's famous work, Let Us Carry Out the Great Leader Combat Kim Il-sung's Instructions for National Unification, on the occasion of the 20th anniversary of the publication of the June 15th Inter-Korean Joint Declaration. The chairperson and vice chairman of the Party for Peace and Unity of Russia, the Deputy Secretary General and the Director for International Affairs of the Democratic Party of Equatorial Guinea, and other members of the leadership of different other foreign political parties, and the Secretary General of the Bangladesh Korea Friendship and Solidarity Committee, recently visited the DPRK embassies in their countries and congratulated the 46th anniversary of the Great Leader Kim Il-sung's start of work at the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea. The present from the bracelet is the same pictures of the red leaders Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il standing together and pilgrims to them. The speakers praised that today Korea is demonstrating its vision to all the world as an invincible socialist state, respected by the progressive humanity, thanks to the outstanding single-based revolutionary leadership of leader Kim Jong-il. A meeting was held in Moscow, Russia on the 16th, in commemoration of the 36th anniversary of the World War II Kingdom's start of work at the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, and the 10th anniversary of the publication of the Democratic Institute Joint Declaration. While on the front row of the venue of the meeting were portraits of the great leader Kim Il-sung and respected Kim Jong-il. Present at the meeting were many people, including personages of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, the Russian Association for Friendship and Cultural Cooperation with the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and the United Confederation of Koreans in Russia. In one year were Korean Embassy staff members in Russia. Speakers at the meeting said that the full-time start of work at the Party Central Committee was a historic event of great importance for the strengthening and development of the Workers' Party of Korea. And those of respect to the Kim Jong-il has admirably carried forward and developed the ideal and cause of the great leader Kim Il-sung over the past 36 years. A message of greetings and letters to leader Kim Jong-il were erected at the meeting. The Kim Jong-il Youth Group for the Study of the Social Idea in Vienna, Austria, and the Germany-Korea Association exhibited respectively on the 15th and the 16th, and the British Association for the Study of Indian Politics, and the British School for the Study of the Social Idea, a joint statement on the 18th, on the occasion of the 46th anniversary of the start of the great leader Kim Jong-il's work at the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, and the 12th anniversary of the adoption of the June 15th Inter-Korean Joint Declaration. The United Confederation of Koreans in the far west of Russia and Korean compatriots in Uzbekistan recently had functions respectively to mark the 46th anniversary of the start of the great leader Kim Jong-il's work at the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea and the 10th anniversary of the publication of the June 15th Inter-Korean Joint Declaration. Newspapers and broadcasts of different countries recently featured the 10th anniversary of the publication of the June 15th Inter-Korean Joint Declaration. The Indian newspaper Samachar Post, in an article titled "Historic Milestone of Korea's Unification," and the Indonesian newspaper Suara Karya, in an article titled "The Unification Issue: Commemoration of the Publication of the Inter-Korean Joint Declaration," celebrated the Inter-Korean Summit meeting in Pyongyang in June 2000, and said the June 15th Inter-Korean Joint Declaration is a milestone of Korea's unification, supported and welcomed by many of the inter-Korean nations and over the whole world. The Equatorial Guinean Television introduced the June 15th Joint Declaration on several occasions, and posed the declaration as a unification program to reunify Korea at an early date. Several politicians and personages of different organizations, including the General Secretary of the Democratic Party of Equatorial Guinea, the chairman of the Union Mutual Committee for the Study of the Social Idea, and the works of General Kim Jong-il, who is chairman of the Wenli Senior Kim Jong-il Get Together in Benin, the Executive Assistant and Liaison Officer of the General Secretary of the Pan-African Movement, and the head of the Department of the Secretary of Politics of Damascus University of Syria, issued press statements on the occasion of the 10th anniversary of the adoption of the June 15th Inter-Korean Joint Declaration and the months of anti-U.S. struggle from June the 25th to July the 27th. The proceeding of the Supreme People's Assembly of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea issued decree number 915 on the 23rd. The decree said, the Ministry of Education of the DPRK is reorganized into the Commission of Education of the DPRK, in which the Ministry of Higher Education and the Ministry of Common Education are set up. An Indonesian meeting of workers and trade unionists took place at the Bank of the River People in Pyongyang, with amendment to the thinking of the U.S. Aggressorship General Sherman and with the U.S. Imperialist Armed Spaceship Preview on display on the 23rd, on the occasion of June 25th, the day of struggle against the U.S. imperialists. Speakers at the meeting explained that the Korean War provoked by the U.S. imperialists 60 years ago was the most shameless and brutalist war and an aggressive war of threats of murder and destruction unprecedented in the world history of wars. Today, too, the U.S. imperialists are still occupying South Korea and doggedly hindering our course of natural unification, the speaker said, and denounced the U.S. imperialists for kicking up the senseless confrontation racket against the DPRK in collusion with the South Korean Fed Force leading the group after the sinking of a South Korean puppet's warship. Artists of the Peabody Opera Troupe of the DPRK continued to perform the opera The Dream and the Red Nation in different local areas of China, receiving loud applause of the Chinese people. The performance was gladly given in Shaanxi City with no history in Shaanxi Province in the 19th and the 20th. The Shan Daily, Shaanxi Daily, and other nation newspapers and televisions of Shaanxi Province and Shaanxi City gave a wide publicity to the activities of the Peabody Opera Troupe every day. A mass meeting took place at the Central News Hall in June on 23rd to welcome Reverend Han Sang-yul, a pro-unification figure of South Korea. Present there were members of the News Committee for the implementation of the June 50th Joint Declaration, the News Headquarters of the Pan-National Alliance for College Reunification, and the Pan-National Alliance of Youth and Students for College Reunification and Working People in Pyongyang. At the meeting, An Yong-ho, chairman of the News Committee for the implementation of the June 50th Joint Declaration, made a welcome address. He warmly welcomed the Reverend, who has come to Pyongyang with a pure mind of loving the country and the nation. Reverend Han Sang-yul, in a speech, said that he has come to Pyongyang from the role of the nation with a single mind for vast change of things. He enumerated the tribes in the world that took power by defeating the South Korean people and are now bringing the cries of war over the heads of their fellow countrymen, persisting in dictatorship against democracy and opposing independence. Say, June 15th is just reconciliation, peace, and unification. Reverend Han Sang-yul stressed that our nation is one, not ordered in the nation in the truth, and must be one and enjoy the new history of reunification and peace. Now the Iran affairs continues to antagonize the DPRK while persisting in a campaign of international pressure need concerning the case of the Tsunan. Such move is gradually supposed to tolerance limit. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea has already declared that it would regard the present situation as a source of war and deal with its problems continue according to the world on war. At present, an institutional consent is examining in view of the world on war, with additional measures to be taken for American guns now in reformation after being sentenced to a penalty for its infringement upon the sovereignty of the DPRK. The U.S. government requests for lenient release of guns in a humanitarian way, but under the present situation, such a thing is impossible, and on the contrary, the only issue remaining is how the path would be ended. If the United States continues to antagonize the DPRK, we cannot but consider the issue of applying the law of war to guns. The National Legislation Council in the DPRK made public an open questionnaire on the 23rd, exposing and condemning the crimes of traitor Lee Min-ho in his part of South Korea, the vicious enemy to reunification and traitors to the nation, who violated and destroyed the June 50th New South Joint Declaration and its action program October 1st Declaration, and rocked the inter-Korean relations, creating the prevailing civil situation. The open questionnaire said, the South Korean traitors were not a thing of preposterous sophistries, but they have not negated the New South Joint Declaration for and would not, in a bit to mislead the public opinion and get rid of their responsibility for the rupture of the New South relations. The open questionnaire exposed the crimes of the traitors in the group, who negated the historic New South Joint Declaration, refused the idea of buying the nation itself, the core of the June 15th Joint Declaration, and destroyed New South Dialogue and Cooperation Project. It stressed that it is a mocking, shameless challenge to the public opinion and to me abroad that the South Korean public traitors, harshly suppressing the pro-June 15th patriotic organizations for reunification and zealous in the confrontation and war movements against fellow countrymen, make outbursts that they have not negated New South Joint Declarations. The U.S. imperialists and the South Korean traitor Lee Min-ho clique are now zealous in their movements for an aggressive war against the DPRK, conducting friendly, most targeted war exercises. On the 15th and the 16th, the South Korean public, instead of your freezer, conducting fighting means targeted war exercise in the area of Goryeo and parts of Gyeonggi province, with a mobilization of troops and various kinds of military equipment under the First Army Corps of the Ground Force, allegedly to cope with some of this infiltration and provocation. Earlier between the 9th and the 11th, the public were numbers, arrest all troops and military equipment of the Second Army Corps and frantically conducted war exercise, including wholesale search, reconnaissance, locate, and operation of task force in Sunsun and Western areas of South Korean Korean province. On the 21st and 22nd, armed bandits and tank and artillery forces of the South Korean public bandits were in the forefront areas such as Rosangdi and Baekdeon-ni of Paju City, South Gori and Mazen-ni of Gyeongsun County, Jukwon-ni and Minhae-ni of Seowon County of South Korean Gangwon Province, kicked up a war frenzy, firing more than 13,000 bullets and shooting. The South Korean Public Military Warhawks conducted frantic depth bomb dropping and bombardment exercise in the East Coast area for 5 days from the 14th, with a mobilization of over 10 warships, including a destroyer and patrol ship and even helicopters, in cooperation with the Swift Fleet of the South Korean Public Navy and Maritime Police. In the meantime, the planes of the U.S. Imperialists and the South Korean Public Air Force are kicking up a row, conducting ground target striking, close air support, detection of air targets, and airlifting exercises almost every day in the sky over Yongwon, Pyeongchang, Yinze, Sunsun, and Bokcho Island. By strengthening intelligence and surveillance of the moons, they sent 5 to 7 or even 10 strategic and tactical reconnaissance planes of different nations on a daily average, including overhead-based RC-135 and South Korea-based U-2 and RC-12 for aerial espionage. The internet newspaper Koreans in the United States Media Council carried an article titled "Recalling the Excitement of Jeonju Truth" on the case of the Times University of the publication of the Jeonju Truth Strong Declaration. The article stressed the Jeonju Truth Strong Declaration is a milestone for reunification which pulled down the wall of division and opened the era of mutual cooperation and cooperation. It demanded the South Korean authorities implement the Jeonju Truth Strong Declaration as early as possible. On the other hand, Yang Eun-sik, permanent chairman of the U.S. Regional Committee of the Overseas Committee for the Implementation of the Jeonju Truth Strong Declaration, had a special interview with the editor of the News of Policy and denounced the South Korean fortress union the group for their policy of confrontation with the DPRK. Over 1,000 delegates of the U.S. Methodist churches held a meeting between the 13th and the 16th and adopted a proposal to demand conclusion of a peace treaty in the Korean Peninsula and normalization of the relations between the United States and the DPRK. They maintained in the proposal that the United States should sign a peace treaty with the DPRK so as to put an end to the war and establish peaceful diplomatic policy. And they demanded the United States make a contribution to peace and reunification of the Korean Peninsula. They decided to send the proposal to the U.S. President and Secretary of State. The Chinese Sina News Agency, an internet homepage Northeast Network, and the Russian Islamic Times reported on the 21st and the 22nd the answer of a spokesman for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the DPRK to a question raised by the Korean Central News Agency as regards the recent frantic slander of the United States against the DPRK. And thus the end news led by Kim Ki-ok, the first Vice of Korea. The Daily Golden Sun of the DPRK on the 24th carried a commentary titled "Stupid and Clumsy Evasion of Responsibility." The commentary said, "Some days ago, the spokesman for the South Korean Ministry of Education made a mention the spirit of the Jeonju Truth Strong Declaration is impaired not by the South but by the members." Earlier, the policy planner of the Ministry of Unification showed up in a so-called seminar and ridiculously said they respect the past South Korean agreements, including the Jeonju Truth Strong Declaration and the October 4th Declaration, and made efforts for the development of the South Korean nations. The commentary exposed the senseless acts of the South Korean public conservatives, who insulted and rejected a June 53 declaration and the October 4th declaration from the days before they came to power. The commentary said, the terrorism of Mount Klingon, which had lasted more than 20 years, reflecting the desire of the fellow countrymen for reunification, was terminated unfortunately, and the anti-Korean militias came to a rupture due to the case of the sinking of the puppet's warship, an impact on the situation on the eve of the war has been created in the Korean Peninsula. It is an inevitable phenomenon under the administration of the Renamed Group. This group has been kicking up the ratchet of confrontation and war in rigid unsoundness, while refusing to develop dialogue and relations between the North and the South. Not content with the rupture of inter-Korean relations, the South Korean traitors are zealous in the rapid of confrontation, shifting the responsibility for the rupture onto others. The Korean people will surely settle the accounts with the anti-reunification crimes of the traitors. That was the commentary, stupid and clumsy evasion of responsibility, carried in the daily written scene of the DPRK on the 24th. This is Voice of Korea.
Dear listeners, now is the time for broadcasting the reminiscences of the great leader President Kim Il-sung. Today we present the fourth installment of the Section 2 in the dear world town of Chapter 13 towards Mount Victor. We bring the briefing which is just from the conversation of the East unit. Our unit would occupy the battery on the Eastern Hill, and then destroy the enemy in the town by attacking in the direction of Banannan and Shuamannan. The Chinese anti-Japanese unit would attack in the direction of Dongmen and Boymen. We also plan the People's Revolutionary Army's small unit attacks on Song Xiuzhen and Wan Lianhe or Wan Liansheng the day before the main attack in order to divert the attention of the enemy, which was intent on defending the town. I could add that our battle preparations were satisfactory. We were confident that the battle would end in our victory. Contrary to our expectations, however, we faced serious difficulties at the outset. This difficulty was caused by the anti-Japanese unit, which failed to keep the time of assembly or acted arbitrarily. Some excessive enthusiasm, Lee Ming's detachment advanced directly to Dongmen instead of coming to the designated spot of the assembly area at Jianchengo, while Wan Xing's unit did not arrive at the appointed hour of assembly. All this irritated me almost beyond endurance. I sent out my orderly to discover what had happened then, and waited for more than an hour, but Wan Xing's men failed to show up at Jianchengo. The date and the hour of the attack was not an arbitrary decision. The attack had been timed after a full discussion with Wan Xing and all the other anti-Japanese unit commanders about good and bad omens. The commanders of the anti-Japanese units had been restrained in timing by superstitious considerations. The detachment commander was preoccupied with numbers representing the date and hour of attack. He insisted that according to the theory of the yin and yang, an even number stood for yin and odd number for yang, and that therefore, to be lucky, important events should be full-timed for odd numbers, such as 1, 3, 5, 7, and so on, to make up the date and hour of attack. We had not taken the theory of the yin and yang into consideration when we decided to attack the town at 1 hour on the 17th, which coincided with the first of the 7th month by the lunar calendar to Lee Ming's satisfaction. Wan Xing, who had arrived at Jianchengo earlier with some of his unit, was greatly embarrassed and in the end made all his men face the eastern sky and chant something like a spell with hands clasped. He must have been wishing for divine help. The other unit commanders reproached the old man for his unit's treachery.
Wanshun was sweating heavily. I felt pity for the old commander, who was at a loss about what to do, instructing the truthfulness of his commanders. Strange to say, I wished I could speak in his defense rather than call him to account. Nobody was more enthusiastic about the arrangement of the joint operation than he. Nobody had offered more creative opinions than he had. He had reiterated to his men the importance of keeping the time of operations and observing operational discipline. This provided a strong support and encouragement to us as we attached such great importance to a common point with the anti-Japanese warlord. The awkward discrepancy which obliged me to feel sympathetic with him lay between his unstinted efforts to effect an alliance with the People's Revolutionary Army and his critical inefficiency which obstructed the development of the operation. Nevertheless, I was in no position to sympathize with or pity anybody. As time passed, my heart contracted, for I was in command of the whole operation. I had fought hundreds of battles, but had never been so irritated and embarrassed as I was. I regretted that I had not given stronger emphasis at the briefing to the need to keep time. I had laid a special emphasis on refraining from harming people's lives and property and damaging our relations with the people. I had not wished to see the recurrence in Fusong of the misconduct committed by the men of the anti-Japanese units in the Battle of Dongming County Town, and it not tolerated. I had not been particularly concerned about the potential delay in the arrival of Wanshun's unit. The neglected matter caused me the greater shock. The shocking accident, which might reverse the tide of the battle, drove us into a critical situation which placed us between two alternatives: adopt flexible measures or abandon the battle itself. It was impossible to discard the operation which had been prepared with such great effort. Any cancellation of the attempted attack would dampen the morale of the soldiers of the anti-Japanese unit and the People's Revolutionary Army, the morale which had soared in anticipation of the joint operation. Liquid opiate for Wanshun's officers and men had caused their delayed move. Many of them were opium addicts. Without smoking opium, they could not march at the required speed. To make the joint operation succeed, we had to send opium to Wanshun's unit, which was on the march. If we had not taken such emergency measures, the unit would have spent the whole day on their way. After the Battle of Omo County Town, Wang Runtong had told me that the anti-Japanese units had acquitted themselves comparatively well in the joint operation thanks to opium. At the time, I had accepted this news as a mere joke. Learning that the delay of Wanshun's unit was caused by a lack of opium, I understood that Wang had told me the truth. The fourth installment of Section 2 in the Dear World Town of Chapter 13, Towards Mount Pictor, from the reminiscences of the great leader from Chinese Song River Cemetery, the first verse of Korea. Now bring your account, calling at a cornstarch factory. In the modern nation of Korea in June 1978. His visit to the factory has been easy. As for Haedong, the local people grew maize in May. Only when maize was in good use could the diet of the local people be improved and could they lead a happy life. For the improvement of the living standards of the Haedong people, President Kim Il-sung visited a far-off northern region. Recalling the days, D. Kwi-ok, deputy to the Supreme People's Assembly, said,
위대한 수령 김일성 동지 께서는 기름이 유로 농장들을 현지로 하신 데 이어 당시 기름 국장 농장을 먼저 찾아주셨습니다. 한유리의 유대로 말하지 않은
The Lord made a Kimilson called a gun hidden concept structure after the story got into different farms in Hungary. When they met a leader who had come to the factory in the forest in Indonesia despite the essential weather of summer, the emotion of the workers was indescribable. Saying he had come to discuss the problems on the management of the factory, the president looked around the production site. At that time, the Southern Cornstarch factory was producing yellow sweets for maize. But the output was too small to provide the local children and people with enough candies, cakes and toffee. After looking around every production process and acquainting himself in detail with the actual situation of the factory, he said, as maize is the main crop in Haedong, which harvest of maize would make it possible to turn the cornstarch factory at full capacity. And he further said, he would send demobilized soldiers trained in the army and called for making a great success in maize farming and processing. That day, the president talked about the reserves for increased production and said, as it is a combined food processing factory using maize as the raw material, the factory should lay out a wider green area, plant trees to afford the compound of the factory, and pay due attention to hygiene and culture. Not only that, President Kim Il-sung showed his warm paternal care to the workers living. Knowing that the factory is a little far from the residential area, he worried about the workers' traffic issue and took measures to send commuter buses and move the nursery into the factory so that the mothers with babies could work without worry. Not content with it, President Kim Il-sung said that for innovations in the cornstarch factory, conditions represented the ardent love of King Hinode for the country and nation, his burning hatred for the enemy, and his sacrifice to bring a new king of independence to the land of golden tapestry through an endless struggle generation after generation, even if the body might be torn to pieces. The great will of Kim Hyun-bin for national liberation was realized by his son, President Kim Il-sung. Through the bloody enthusiasm from the struggle, President Kim Il-sung liberated Korea and built a crucial career to the land. The protest tradition of the Mangyongdo family is being fully carried on by the great leader Kim Jong-il today. Of a revolutionary reflected on Napoleon. This is the Voice of Korea. We now present an article under the title, National Independence is the Inevitable Cornerstone of the Korean Reunification Movement. What is important in advancing the course of Korea's reunification victoriously at present is to fully adhere to the principle of solving the issue of reunification on the strand of national independence. The master of the destiny of the nation is the nation itself, and nobody except the nation can shape the destiny. Accordingly, the issue of Korea's reunification can be solved only by its master, the Korean nation. The outside force, the divider of Korea and obstructor of reunification, has persistently obstructed the reunification movement of the Korean nation, seeking for their criminal and greedy interests in the division of the Korean Peninsula and the inter-Korean confrontation. It is the fundamental factor hindering the uniform development and prosperity of the Korean nation with outstanding resources and wisdom and excellent creativity when many countries and nations of the world are advancing towards progress and prosperity. For national reunification and prosperity of the nation, it is necessary to prove strength with a fellow countrymen who is depending on our standards. Especially, it is important to keep the stand of placing the dignity and interest of the nation above all other things and discussing and solving the issue of the country's reunification between the nation. The June 15th Joint Declaration, adopted in 2000, is based on the idea of national independence on solving the issue of reunification, the national issue, with the strength of the Korean nation itself in keeping with its will and interest without interference of outsiders. By our nation itself is an independent idea and common idea of the nation, reflecting the will and demand of the nation. It is firmly kept in the hearts of the entire fellow countrymen as the motto for shaping the destiny of the nation. When the Korean nation pulls the strings, there is nothing to fear and nothing impossible in the world. Though our nation itself is and will be the banner of the times to be held high by the Korean nation forever. The acts of the present South Korean rulers who are turning back on the trend of the times and totally negating the reunification movement by our nation itself in league with outsiders are treacherous acts against the trend of national independence. Only ruin will be given to traitor Lee Myung-bak and his group of South Korea who are turning back on the nation and is taking their fate on confrontation and war. National independence is the banner of victory of national reunification and its validity has already been confirmed. The entire Korean nation in the north and the south and abroad will regard national independence as the inevitable cornerstone of reunification movement and accelerate the green march of national reunification more vigorously. We will listen to an article entitled, National Independence is the Inevitable Cornerstone of
Now we bring one new song. It is a female solo and punk song, We Will Tell Forever, written by Yun Do-bin, composed by An Jong-ho, and accompanied by Kang Seol-ho. The solo is in the evening.
attention account in their contents, U.S. involvement in the fabrication of material crude products. Dealers know, the United States stretched out its tentacles deep into the cost of material stocks engineered by the South Korean conservative authorities, linking the case of the sinking of the warship Tsunan to the DPRK. Soon after the sinking of the warship, the U.S. administration pretended to take cautious wait-and-see attitude towards the investigation results. But it was a deception. In order to describe the case of the sinking as an act of the North and make it a fait accompli, the United States announced its will to join in the investigation into the case and sent so-called experts to South Korea. The U.S. Forces Commander in South Korea, Sharp, went to the South Korean Pact Ministry of National Defense to see how the investigation was going on. He instigated the puppets to fabricate the North's involvement in the case, saying they would render the highest level assistance for the salvage of the warship. The United States involved themselves more deeply in the alleged investigation into the case, rendering technical assistance, sending analyzing expert teams, and mobilizing equipment and troops of the U.S. forces in South Korea. It was to lead the investigation into the case as they desired and fabricate false evidences. After the United States sent its investigation team to South Korea, the puppet authorities refused to open to the public many key evidences, including some motion pictures of the warship at the time of sinking and record of communications with the U.S. Imperial Federation forces under the pretext of leakage of military secrets. The U.S. motives for fabricating the case became more undisguised as the investigation was accelerated. Even before the course of the case was clarified, top officials of the U.S. administration began to openly mislead the public opinion, saying possibility of North's torpedo attack is certain more than 99%, and they fully believe the results of investigation. On the day before the announcement of the result of investigation, the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State said the U.S. government was involved in the investigation into the cause in every aspect, and it will strongly support the results of investigation. Thus, the United States actively encouraged the South Korean puppets to make public the fabricated results of investigation at ease. That's the proof that the results of investigation into the case are nothing but a conspiratorial coup product fabricated by the United States and the South Korean puppets to realize their sinister intention to stifle the DPRK. However, the truth can never be concealed. Some time ago, the Russian Internet News Agency, Rossiya Novosti, quoted a source of the reconnaissance of the Russian Pacific Fleet as saying the warship Tsunami had been sunken by a U.S. torpedo attack, and the Indonesian newspaper Kompas in an article said there is raised the possibility of the sinking of the warship by a U.S. submarine. Whatever attempts the United States may make to distort the truth of the case, its dirty colors will be revealed, and it can never escape the curse and denunciation of the world people. Even listening to an account under the title, U.S. involvement in the fabrication of the conspiratorial coup product, this is Voice of Korea.
We'll be right back. Dear listeners, with this, we conclude English Language Service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English Language Service for Europe between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC on 13,760 kHz and 15,245 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, and between 15 and 16 hours UTC on 9,345 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 1 and 2 hours UTC, and between 3 and 4 hours UTC on 7,200 kHz, 9,345 kHz, and 9,730 kHz. Goodbye, this is Pyongyang.
放弃投入实现祖国统一的全民族斗争。